This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. Thank you for letting me into your home or onto your phone. On today's show, episode 96, we have a variety of topics and guests for you. In a moment from now, we'll chat about Collision Conference, next week's huge tech event taking place in Toronto. I'll interview Patty Cosgrave, the founder and CEO of Collision and Web Summit, the parent conference, and we're going to chat about what next week's festivities are all about. There's so much buzz about this conference. My email, my inbox is just full of Collision-related messages. I can't wait. I'll be there actually for 3 days as well, from the 21st to the 23rd. So if anyone listening will be attending the event, please look me up on the app. Also on today's show, how about attending a church service in virtual reality? We'll chat with AltSpace VR about its popular social VR platform, where people anywhere in the world can don a headset, an HMD, a head-mounted display, and then attend a sermon with others, or go to a concert, go out on a date, and so on. We're going to chat with Katie Kelly. She's the general manager of AltSpace VR at Microsoft, the parent company. Also on today's show, we're going to talk travel tech with renowned blogger Amanda Williams. We're going to talk about recommended gadgets and apps that you should have with you on your next trip, whether it's for work or play. All of this and more coming up on this week's show. All right, let's kick things off. The hype is real. Next week will be one of the most anticipated tech conferences on the planet, taking place in Toronto for the next 3 years, in fact. It's called Collision, and it brings together the people and companies who refine, reshape, and in many cases, disrupt the global tech industry. We're privileged to have on the line Patty Cosgrave. He's the founder and CEO of Collision and Web Summit, and he's at the show right now, prepping everything for next week. Welcome to the show, Patty. I know you're busy. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Thrilled to be here.
And I am stoked about being part of Collision this year as well, in two roles, in fact. Let's start right from the top. Please tell our listeners what Collision Conference is all about.
Well, it's been described by many people this week as many different things. The Tech Olympics, Davos for geeks, Glastonbury for geeks, which is kind of the most famous music festival in Europe. It's a gathering of tech CEOs, probably certainly the largest gathering in North America of tech CEOs and the largest gathering of technology investors. And it brings together 25,000 people that are interested, that are involved in technology in all its wonderful forms and sometimes its not so wonderful forms.
It's also been called the anti-CES or Consumer Electronics Show, and that's meant in a positive way. Please tell us why you think Collision has been called that.
Yeah, well, I think at the core of CES, which I think is a fantastic event, are very large vendors, very large electronics manufacturers at the core of Collision are fast-growing new companies. Ultimately, the nucleus of Web Summit and Collision, more importantly, that generates all the energy, are startups. These are companies not just from Canada and the United States, but from more than 120 countries around the world, just building, you know, incredibly exciting new technologies across every sector you could possibly imagine. And to bring all of those companies together is very exciting. And that's what draws out a lot of the large traditional companies who are very interested in these new companies, sometimes because they're getting disrupted and they're nervous that they may no longer be in business if they're a big bank, or because there's actually a service that they think they could actually integrate or use in their business. And it's an incredible melting pot. It brings together, you know, all of the most incredible technology journalists literally from all over the world, not just from New York and San Francisco, but from Beijing and Berlin. And that makes it exciting, not just by day. The vibrancy on the floor is incredible, but when tens of thousands of people that are so involved in changing all of our futures, when they descend on a city at night, as they do in our through our night summit, it's quite amazing. Just, you never know who you're going to bump into, you know, the next Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates. And the stories that have come out of Collision over the years have been the stuff of legend.
And is it very much a networking event as well? I mean, you hinted at it maybe pairing up startups with investors or VCs. Is that fair?
That's exactly it. From the very start, our belief always was that conferences at scale are very inefficient. When you put 1,000 people in a room, never mind 10,000 people in a room, it can, certainly in my experience, can become very inefficient. And I think software can change that. It can make it much more efficient and much easier to find the people that you really should meet. And from the very start, we've been at our core, and first and foremost, a software company that creates conferences. And traditionally, conferences take a very long time to grow. You talk about CES. It's a very large, very important conference that happens in Vegas every January. It's more than 50 years old. I mentioned the World Economic Forum. That's more than 50 years old. Even Cannes Lions, the most important advertising and marketing conference in the world, is more than 60 years old. So it's very unusual for an event to scale as fast as Collision has. And we think that's driven by the software that we put into the hands of all of our attendees that makes life very easy for them.
So tell us about the app, because I understand, speaking of your software, apparently this is really at the heart of the experience for every attendee.
We've spent years building software that we put into the hands of all of our attendees. It's essentially like a phone book in a way. Maybe it's a little like Tinder as well. You know, the software that we build makes suggestions to you of people you should meet, and the more you use the app and the more information you give us, the smarter we get at those recommendations. And at the same time, we're then recommending you to hundreds of other people across the event that we think should meet you. And it puts immense power in the hands of attendees. Traditional software in this space is good, but we think it can actually be great. People that have used our software love it, and it's a massive part of Collision.
Who are some of the top speakers and other big events that are taking place at the conference? I know you said it's not necessarily the big consumer electronics shows that you might see at CES. So who are you expecting next week?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I have to be careful not to kind of pick favorites. There are so many incredible CEOs from many of the fastest growing companies in the world speaking. But sometimes it's quite interesting and refreshing to hear from people outside of tech. And we have a number of actors, Seth Rogen, who I think is fantastic. We've former sports stars like Terrell Owens. But we also have, and I think it's important, dissenting voices. Technology has become such a huge part of all of our lives. And I think in certain instances, whilst it's overwhelmingly good, they can also have some downside. We've seen that with regard to its impact on democracy itself. And we have a number of very important people on stage talking. We have the former chief security officer of Facebook talking about data and the role of Facebook. We have the former mentor to Mark Zuckerberg, Roger McNamee, who just published an amazing book talking about the potential downsides of some of these hugely powerful social media platforms. And I think that's an important debate to have. It's sometimes a difficult debate to have because it, you know, it can be uncomfortable for certain and stakeholders that come to our events, but we feel we have a responsibility not to walk away from difficult conversations because those conversations are incredibly important.
We're chatting with Patty Cosgrave, founder and CEO of Collision and Web Summit. We're talking about the upcoming Collision taking place in Toronto over the next 3 years. And speaking of Toronto and Canada, the Prime Minister himself, Justin Trudeau, has, I believe, registered to attend. Is he there in an official capacity? Is he on stage?
The Prime Minister, we're honored, kind of privileged that he's going to open the inaugural Collision in Canada. I think it says a lot about the mood in Canada at the moment. First and foremost, Canada has remained open for business whilst some other countries in the world have moved in an opposite and I think more negative direction. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I think there's a new version almost of Canada very much emerging. I believe it's emerged, and that's a tech-driven economy. There are so many notable success stories emerging out of Canada. Shopify, of course, leading the pack, but there are many other companies. And I think this is a moment when a lot of the world will realize what I believe already exists, which is an incredibly vibrant tech scene, not just in Toronto, but all across Canada. And those stories, I think, will be told in the coming weeks by the more than 1,000 journalists flying to Toronto for Collision.
Awesome, Patty. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to hopefully meeting you next week. Congratulations and all the best.
Thanks a million.
Boy, I'm going to have a busy couple of days next week working at Collision. As I said, I'll be there on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. You can drop me a line on social, Mark_Saltzman on Twitter. That's Mark with a C. But on the 20th as well, on Monday, I'll be shooting the first episode of that CNBC show that I told you about a few weeks ago. It's called Tech Impact, and it will start in June on Saturday mornings at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And the first ever episode that we're shooting in Miami will take place Monday. And yeah, I'm stoked. I'll be working with an entertainment company called Merrim. Got all of our guests lining up, flying into Miami for me to interview them on this new set. So I'm really excited about that. It's called techimpact.tv if you want to learn more about that. When we return on Tech It Out, we'll chat with Amanda Williams, a well-known travel blogger, about her favorite gadgets and apps. But first, a thank you to Asus. This show is powered by Asus. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tech It Out. Don't forget, on the back half of today's show, we'll chat about attending church in virtual reality, or school, therapy groups, concerts, nightclubs, and more. Alt VR will join us to chat about social VR. But first, let's talk travel tech. Spring has officially sprung, and so many are starting to plan a vacation this season or in the summer, whether it's a road trip or a flight somewhere. Maybe it's an overseas bucket list trip that you've dreamt about your whole life. And I do believe that you can enhance your travels by bringing along a few great gadgets. We'll see if my next guest agrees, as she's the real travel expert. We're on the line with Amanda Williams. She's a former journalist who's now an award-winning travel blogger at dangerousbusiness.com. That's dangerous-business.com. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
I'm going to have to ask you about that URL in a moment, what Dangerous Business is all about. Before we talk about ideal high-tech travel companions, tell us a bit about your work.
Yes, so I am a professional travel blogger, which essentially just means I travel the world and I write about it on my website. So I'm essentially an independent travel publisher is usually the easiest way to explain it to people.
And I know we got you in a hotel room right now, so thanks for carving out some time to chat. What city are you in?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I'm here for a conference of the Society of American Travel Writers.
Oh, awesome. Great.
like I said, I basically travel and I write about it. And I've been running my blog for 9 years. It's been my full-time job since the end of 2015. Blogging kind of takes on many different job titles, really. I'm a writer, an editor, a photographer. I do some video, social media, and then obviously I'm also running a full-time business. So I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, I found it interesting how you differentiate blogger from journalist in your bio by saying you're a former journalist, now blogger. How do you make that distinction?
I mean, it's more a distinction that I think has been made for us. Just like now a lot of us are also being called influencers, which is not a term I personally would use, mm-hmm. but a lot of people do use it to describe what I'm doing. So it's just kind of one of those like industry things. But also I feel like when you say journalist, people just assume that you're talking print, that you're talking, you know, you work for a newspaper, a magazine,
right.
or maybe broadcast and that's it. But as a blogger, I do feel like I just do so many other things. And so that's why I'm trying to explain it more as like the independent travel publisher. It sounds like more work and it is because I work a lot more than people realize, I think.
And where does the name Dangerous Business come from?
So it actually comes from a quote by Tolkien in Lord of the Rings, because I'm a really big Lord of the Rings nerd.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, I haven't read The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings in many years, but so I missed the reference. But okay, dangerous-business.com is your blog for those who want to read your work. And with that in mind, let's now get to the topic of great tech for travelers. Can tech help you get a better overall experience while traveling?
I definitely believe so. Obviously, as a blogger, I travel a little bit differently than most people do. I'm usually traveling with a laptop and a big camera, as well as my smartphone, a Kindle, like all of these gadgety things that mm-hmm. the average person probably doesn't travel with.
Okay. So let's talk, though, the average person. So someone listening right. to this radio show or podcast is thinking about going on a trip, and they want to know what they should bring and why. Is there a list of some recommended gear that you would suggest to the average person?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, first of all, you're going to want to take photos. People often ask me, do I need an expensive camera? And the answer is absolutely not. You can take amazing photos with your smartphone. But one thing I do recommend, if you're going to be using your phone as your camera or for any other things when you're traveling, I always travel with a portable power bank.
Right.
So whether it's a case on my phone that has an extra battery, or one that I can like plug my phone into, because when you're on the road, you don't really realize it until your phone is dead that you're using your phone a lot more than you might when you're at home.
Great point. Yeah. So number one, smartphone that keeps you in touch with those who matter. It can organize your travels. And of course, it serves as a great camera and video camera as well. The only exception I may add, if I may, is that if you need Zoom, if you want to be able to capture something far away without physically getting closer to the subject, a traditional camera like an SLR that you may wear around your neck, while cumbersome, may do a better job than a smartphone camera. But I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely. And there's kind of this quote among travel photographers, or just photographers in general, that the best camera is the one you have with you.
Right.
So, you know, you don't need to go spend a lot of money on a fancy camera if you're not used to using one. A smartphone mm-hmm. is great, but I do definitely recommend having a way to charge up that phone on the go when you're using it more than you do at home.
Yep. So great tip. Have a power bank or a battery pack with you, whether it's a standalone one or it's part of the case. I would strongly recommend that, so you won't be one of those wall huggers at the airport where you're tethered to the wall and you can't go anywhere because you don't want to leave your phone alone. All right. So smartphone and a battery pack or a power bank. What phone do you use, by the way? May I ask you, are you an iPhone girl or are you more of an Android user?
Yeah, I've been using an iPhone for years now, and I'm currently on the iPhone 8, so I don't have the brand new one, but yeah, still a pretty decent one.
Indeed. We're going to continue our chat with renowned travel blogger Amanda Williams when we return after this short break. She is sharing with us her favorite travel gear, some recommended gadgets, as well as when we return some apps that will help you along the way on your travels this spring or summer, be it for work or for play. You can hit me up on Twitter if you've got any feedback. Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C _SALTZMAN. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We're chatting with Amanda Williams. She is an award-winning travel blogger at DangerousBusiness.com. Amanda, what other tech would you recommend for someone to bring with them on a trip, whether it's for business or for pleasure, whether it's a road trip or a flight somewhere?
Right. So another item that I really love to take with me on road trips, and I use this at home and abroad, is actually a small Bluetooth speaker, which might sound weird in our age of, you know, satellite radio and all that. But I find that if I'm renting a car abroad or even at home, a lot of times that's not included with your rental. And so instead of paying extra, for, you know, satellite radio and all of that. If you just get a really small Bluetooth speaker that you can pair with your phone and then have some music or podcasts or whatever you like to listen to downloaded on your phone, mm-hmm. then that helps you, you know, still be able to amuse yourself on those long driving days without having to constantly change the radio station. That's one of my biggest pet peeves when I'm road tripping.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. Satellite radio is ideal for that because it is national, but usually you don't get that included in the cost of a rental car, or if it is included at all. So it's nice to have a digital means of streaming audio, whether it's an audiobook, a podcast, or a streaming station. Maybe even it's like Spotify or something as well, a streaming service that you can bring with you everywhere. But keep in mind, though, you will need to pay for data if you aren't in a Wi-Fi hotspot. If you are moving, then you won't be in one. So just something to keep in mind. Speaking of audio, what do you think about noise-canceling headphones for long flights?
Yeah. So that was also on my list. I personally don't use them. They, like, weirdly, they make my head feel really funny. And I don't know if anybody else has that problem, but I think I've just got some, like, weird inner ear issues that they mess with. But my husband loves his noise-canceling headphones, and he wears them around our house and everything to listen to things and not get any of the background noise. But a lot of people love to fly with them. They can kind of help you fall asleep on a plane, which is really great on long flights. I personally just travel with regular earplugs, but, noise-canceling headphones are a great option, too.
Did you say that you also bring a Kindle? Do you bring a tablet or an e-reader to read books on the go?
Yes, I have a Kindle Paperwhite, and I love it. I used to be one of those people that was very, like, anti-e-readers. I was like, I'll love real books forever. Mm-hmm. But then I got a Kindle and just realized how great it is to travel with. Another travel tip that I'll mention along with e-readers, if you have a tablet of any kind that you're going to travel with, you can get a lot of guidebooks in digital form now. So, like, Lonely Planet has, like, PDF versions of all their guidebooks. So if you don't want to carry around a physical guidebook, you can actually buy and download the PDF to an e-reader and just have it with you all the time.
Oh, that's great. There's also apps that can convert a regular book, like an e-book, into an audiobook by simply choosing some of the accessibility options so you can multitask while you're driving. That's another great tip. As we wrap up, Amanda, how about some apps that you may want to recommend?
Sure. So one app that I use is actually called TripIt, just TRIPIT.
Yeah, it's a great one.
All of the confirmation stuff that you get emailed to you, you forward to the app, and it kind of just organizes everything for you. So you don't necessarily have to print out every single thing you get via email, which is what a lot of people used to do. You know, we'd travel with these huge folders of, you know, hotel confirmations and rental car info and flight info, and now you can just email it to the TripIt app, and it kind of, like, just organizes everything beautifully for you. So I use that one a lot. I also use the currency converter app, which is just, you know, kind of helpful if you're traveling somewhere that has different currency. But one other thing I wanted to mention, whether you're traveling with a smartphone or a laptop, is just to think about using a VPN or a virtual private network. It enhances your privacy when you're on, like, open public Wi-Fi networks. So if you're going to be, you know, doing anything that you're logging into with a password, if you're on a VPN, you're not going to have to worry about anybody, like, hacking into your accounts and things like that.
Great advice. Last week on the show, we had a VPN 101 discussion. So, yes, it does help you remain anonymous while you browse the web. And there are often free VPNs out there, like Hotspot Shield or BetterNet, that you can install. And then on any device, whether it's a phone, a tablet, or a laptop or desktop, you can you just launch it before you go online, and it does keep your browsing sessions private. All right, Amanda, as we wrap up, what's the best website to learn more? Is it dangerous-business.com?
That is correct. That's where you can find me.
All right. Dangerous-business.com for Amanda Williams' blog, especially if you're into travel. Thank you so much, Amanda. I really enjoyed our chat. Thanks for your time and your insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we take a short break and talk with Altspace VR about virtual reality and social VR, hanging out with others, maybe in a church service or a virtual nightclub or concert or what have you, I want to thank Asus, the title sponsor for Tech It Out. I'm actually recording and editing this show on an Asus ZenBook right now, a 2-in-1 laptop. So it bends back the screen. The touchscreen will bend back 360 degrees on a durable hinge. So it becomes a tablet should you want one. When you're done your 9-to-5 work life, when you need the keyboard, your 5-to-9 downtime can be flicking through movies or games or photos or what have you. But again, they make some awesome laptops, many other products as well, including, if you're a gamer, the Republic of Gamers or ROG line of computers is probably what Asus is best known for. If you're into competitive esports, like playing games online against others, maybe even professionally, Asus's ROG or Republic of Gamers line of desktops and laptops and accessories, very, very popular. In fact, Asus, I believe, is the number 4 or number 5 laptop manufacturer in the world, which is pretty impressive. But in the gaming space, ROG is the number 1 selling brand worldwide, and that's ahead of the likes of Alienware, which is from Dell, Omen, which is from HP, Legion, which is from Lenovo. You get the idea. But the ROG line and Asus line of gear is well worth the money and will last you a long time. I've had this laptop, in fact, for a very long time, and I get compliments all the time on it because I think also this really cool sort of navy blue finish with a gold trim looks pretty sweet with an illuminated keyboard. People often ask me on airplanes what I'm using. So again, when we return, Altspace VR, a company owned by Microsoft, to talk about social virtual reality. If you've got any questions for me, you've got suggestions on an upcoming Tech It Out, you've got a guest you'd like me to interview, even if it's your own company or what have you, would love to hear from you on social media. I'm at Mark_Saltzman on Twitter. That's Mark with a C_SALTZMAN. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Don't touch that dial. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. You might think virtual reality, or VR, is only for gamers. Oh sure, that's one of the main applications for this technology, to don a headset and be immersed in a 360-degree world. But that's just the beginning. What about chatting online, matchmaking, attending concerts, even partaking in a church service? All of this can be done virtually in the comfort of your own home. Fascinating, huh? Well, one of the biggest players in this space is Altspace VR, acquired by Microsoft in 2017. Joining us to chat about it is Katie Kelly, General Manager of Altspace VR at Microsoft. Welcome to the show, Katie.
It's wonderful to meet you.
Likewise. I wanted to share with my listeners that you invited me to do this interview in virtual reality, even though we are about 2,500 miles away from one another. And although I love that idea, there wasn't just an easy way for me to record the interview in a high quality fashion. So maybe one day. But we're using Skype instead today. And thanks for the offer, though, Katie. I was intrigued by that. Before we talk about Altspace VR, though, let's start right from the top. What is VR exactly? Let's just bring everybody up to speed.
So there's lots of words to describe where we are right now. You got VR, AR, MR. So those are virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality, which is basically just a lot of words for having a layer of technology that is covering the world around you. And really the opacity of what that overlay is kind of decides if it's AR or VR. What I mean is if it's virtual reality, you are removing the world around you and you are overlaying it with a 360 experience. That experience can be many different things. AR means that you still see the world around you, but you have a layer of technology over it that is augmenting it, hence augmented reality.
Right. Okay. So VR is when you put on an HMD or head-mounted display and it's everything is digital, so you are transported to another world, another place in time, and you do not see the world in front of you, compared to AR or augmented reality, where I guess it's similar to the Pokemon Go phenomenon. There's a new Angry Birds game that's AR.
Exactly.
Where you hold up the phone, and through the lens of the camera, you see the world around you, but it has superimposed digital information on top. Or a Snapchat filter where you can turn your face into a dog or something. It's using your face, which is really there, I hope, and layering in a fun sort of animated layer on top. So that was a great explanation, Katie. So what do you need to get going with VR? I did mention an HMD or head-mounted display, but there are different platforms out there.
So VR is luckily becoming more accessible to a lot of people, but you still have to be careful if you go into Best Buy and you look for the virtual reality headsets. You're going to see ones for about $20, but those are really just putting your phone in a headset, and that's not going to give you the baseline of how good VR is. But you don't have to spend too much more to get that baseline of what's awesome in VR. So the Samsung Gear VR, the Oculus Go, the Oculus Rift, the Oculus Quest that's coming out, the Vive, there's a whole bunch of different headsets out there, including Microsoft's own headsets, the Windows Mixed Reality headset. But all those different headsets are just different kind of accessibility points for VR. So if you don't have a lot of money, you can spend $199 on Oculus Go, and it's a simple headset. You just get it in the mail, you put it on your head, and you're experiencing some really awesome VR. But you're only having they have this term three-doff and six-doff. It's just a fancy way of saying if you have one hand or two hands. So, and those cheaper headsets, you're going to get one hand so you can kind of move a hand around, interact. But on the higher-end headsets, they're usually plugged into a PC, you'll have two hands that you can interact with things and wave and do some fun stuff. Yeah. But all of them give you the amazing point of VR.
And you're bringing up a good point, Katie, that VR isn't just what you see in 360 degrees or what you hear, because there is spatialized audio as well, where it sounds like, for example, that dinosaur is in front of you or a zombie is behind you. But you can also manipulate content often in these virtual worlds. You can actually touch something to give you even more of that suspension of disbelief. And often you're holding some controllers. I think in the future there'll be gloves, but it is really immersive. It does trick the brain into believing you are somewhere else. So again, gaming is, I think, the most common application for virtual reality. But let's now talk about about Alt Space. That's Alt as an alternative space VR. I know gaming is part of that, but talk to us about this world, this Alt Space platform.
We see ourselves as the future of communication. So right now we're talking through Skype. I see a picture of you. We're able to share stories and I can kind of see your facial expressions. And then they have phone calls where you're really just sharing your voice with somebody else. But what's next? And we think what's next is actually being able to share experiences with people. So instead of traveling around the world and going to New York City from where I am in Washington, I can pop on a headset and suddenly I see somebody also in their headset and they appear to me as an avatar and I'm able to speak with them. So all Space VR is a social VR platform, which basically is anybody around the world can put on a headset and you're in a room with other people. And we have anywhere from 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 1,000 people all experiencing something together. And so our goal is what to do with you while you're there. So we're in the future. So now what do? We have comedy shows. We have yoga classes. We have meetups. We have everything from an LGBT meetup to Alcoholics Anonymous to people just doing tech talks and talking about their favorite Game of Thrones episode. And so Alt Space is kind of whatever people can think of it and kind of imagine it to be. But it's basically getting people in a room together, all in their VR headsets, and being able to communicate together in one space.
Okay, chat room for the 21st century, if you will. And
exactly.
That avatar is a virtual representation of yourself. And you can make them, I'm assuming, look like you if you want. If you've got short brown hair or long blonde hair, dark skin. But you can also be who you want to be as well. So if you, for example, have mobility challenges in real life, you may choose to not have that in the game, right? You kind of like in that movie Ready Player One, you could be who you want to be in this virtual space. Now, do you walk around from a first-person perspective or is it a third-person view where you actually see your character as well?
The best way to describe it is how you see out of your own eyes right now. You look down, you see your hands, you look around, you can see your body below you, and you see other people. So you see their head movement, you see their hand movement, and even with very simple avatars, standing in front of somebody and making eye contact with their avatar, you start to feel like you're really there in person.
When we return on Tech It Out, we'll continue our chat with Katie Kelly from Microsoft talking about Alt Space VR. If you haven't checked it out, it's simply at altspacevr.com. We'll be right back with more.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're chatting with Katie Kelly, General Manager of Alt Space VR at Microsoft. I read in USA Today, one of my colleagues wrote about people attending a church service in virtual reality. Talk to us about that.
Oh my goodness, people are coming up with so many creative ways to use this space. So DJ Soto has been with us for a number of years, and he holds a weekly church service on Sundays. It's one of our earliest events that our users put on. And we have anywhere from 70 to 100 events a week. So like I said before, we have all sorts of different meetups, including LGBT meetups. We have Shabbats on Fridays. We have Wiccan meetups, and then we have church on Sunday. And so what DJ Soto has done is create an entire environment where he has pews set up, and he has a display behind him that he can put up music videos. And people sing, and they worship, and they come together in a virtual space from around the world, atheists, Christians, everything alike, and they share in this experience together.
So I'm chuckling at the idea of an atheist attending a church service, but, you know, hey, anything goes in virtual reality, I guess.
Exactly.
All right, so I want to chat about getting going. Earlier, we talked about all the different kinds of VR there is. It can be a bit overwhelming. So there are ones that you put your phone in. There are standalone headsets where you just download the content wirelessly. There's one that you plug into a video game console. Others, you need a computer. So where is AltSpace VR available? Hopefully it is cross-platform, meaning it's not just tied to one type of VR headset. And how much does it cost to get going?
We are a mobile-first cross-platform app, so we are one of the most accessible social VR platforms on a VR device. So you can use an Samsung Gear VR, an Oculus Go, Windows Mixed Reality headset, Vive, and Rift. So that kind of covers all of your from desktop to mobile headsets. And then we will be on the Oculus Quest coming in August. And so that'll be one of the most easily accessible, highest-end VR headsets out there.
Yeah, great. And again, that's one of those headsets where you don't need to plug it into anything, nor do you have to snap a phone in to the front of the visor. It just wirelessly joins the internet, and then it's got some built-in storage, and I believe you can expand it, but the idea is that you can download content wirelessly and then run it right off of the headset.
Exactly. Okay. And we're also in 2D too, so you can download us onto PC desktops, and you can play us like a game that you would play normally.
Is there a fee to join AltSpace VR?
No, we are free and open. Our goal is to create communities and see what people want to do in a virtual space and hopefully delight people.
And what's the best website to learn more?
If you go to altvr.com, altspacevr.com, both of those work, and then you can find out how to get us.
All right. Katie Kelly, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to seeing you in virtual reality. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
We have time to dip into the old mailbag. If you have a tech question for me, you can also write me at tech@marksaltzman.com via email. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. Or you can hit me up on social media. I gave out some info earlier. On Twitter, I'm at @mark_saltzman. That's Mark with a C again. All right. So Smita writes, I back up all of my pictures, music, and video on an external hard drive, but how long will that drive last? It's a great question, and the longevity of a hard drive has been hotly debated for decades. A recent study by Backblaze, an online backup company that keeps more than 100,000 hard drives spinning all the time, found that 80% of hard drives will last 4 years, and that's the length of the study. Hard drive makers will likely tell you these external drives can last much, much longer. But the best thing to do to protect your valuable info is to hedge your bets and have a few different backups just in case. I'd strongly recommend the following. Buy two or more external hard drives from a reputable manufacturer, and once you load them up with files, again, that can be documents, irreplaceable photos, and home movies, and so on, keep them in different locations, such as a safety deposit box or a trusted relative's house. Otherwise, in case of fire or flood, your backup drive could also be destroyed along with the original. Secondly, load up important documents and photos onto any spare flash drives that you may have lying around, like a USB thumb drive, one of those little thumb sticks, or an SD memory card, and also keep them in a safe and dry place. If desired, Windows and Mac users can easily add a password to those drives so no one can access your files but you. Finally, be sure to take advantage of free cloud services that let you backup, store, and access your files online, be it through a password-protected website or an app on a mobile device. Examples of popular cloud services include Microsoft OneDrive, Apple iCloud, Google Drive, and Dropbox. You'll typically get about 5 gigabytes of storage on average per account, and that's for free. You could pay a little bit on top of that as well. So again, you can hit me up with any of your own tech questions, tech@marksaltzman.com. And don't worry if you think it's a dumb question, because chances are it's not. And if you've thought of this question, chances are someone else has as well. But you're going to get the answer, and they're not, unless they're listening to this radio show or podcast. And on that note, if you do like this podcast, which is on iTunes and Google and Blog Talk and Spreaker and TuneIn and so on, please tell a friend or a family member or a colleague about it. You can also give a review of Tech It Out. I hope you enjoy it, but we are starting to see some reviews. As we wrap up the show, I want to thank my sponsor one last time. Tech It Out is powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com for more info. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Speak to you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For more information.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Wicked weather this way comes. Thunderstorms, some severe and capable of producing tornadoes and golf ball or bigger sized hail, hit the central part of the U.S. this weekend from North Dakota all the way to Texas, where in Abilene, about 150 miles west of Dallas, Rudy Vincent told KTXS-TV he lost the roof off the back of his house.
A roof down in the back room. I got water leaking all inside the house.
Meanwhile, Mayor Anthony Williams says there is damage throughout the community from a severe storm that quite possibly could have spawned a tornado.
There has been damage. We believe right now it's around 100 structures. The Care Inn nursing home has been evacuated.
Some 50 tornadoes have been reported in the central U.S. since yesterday, but no reports of any injuries. The Trump administration is rejecting a subpoena for the president's tax returns.
The Trump administration missed Friday's deadline set by the House Ways and Means Committee to produce 6 years of President Donald Trump's tax returns. In a letter, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will not comply with a subpoena because the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. The rejection was expected. Chairman Richard Neal said the Ways and Means Committee will take the matter to court, possibly as early as next week. Democrats point to a 1924 law that directs the IRS to furnish tax return information when requested to the chairs of Congress's tax writing committees. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Italy's anti-migrant interior minister Matteo Salvini leading a rally of right-wing populist leaders today seeking historic results in next week's European Parliament. Salvini, the head of the right-wing League Party, has positioned himself at the forefront of a growing movement of nationalist leaders who are seeking to free the European Union's 28 nations from what he called Brussels' illegal occupation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
As horse racing enthusiasts prepare for the Preakness Stakes later this afternoon, a necropsy will determine the cause of death for a filly who died at the Pimlico track just yesterday.
Authorities say Congrats Gal faltered in the upper stretch of the Miss Preakness Stakes in 83-degree heat yesterday and had to be eased to the finish line. The Florida-bred three-year-old was running her sixth career race and fell to the dirt about 100 yards past the finish line. After being treated on the scene, Congrats Gal was taken from the track by ambulance, and now the Maryland Jockey Club has confirmed the horse's death. Meanwhile, the Preakness is being run today without having the Kentucky Derby winner on the track, the first time that's happened since 1996, ending any prospect for a Triple Crown. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And check out breaking news and analysis both at townhall.com. A man who found his missing friend dead during a bear hunting trip on Alaska's Kodiak Island says he and another hunting friend thought the man had stormed off in frustration, as he's done in the past.
Alexander Deveroff says he found the body of 39-year-old Vyacheslav Akivenko 6 days later. Deveroff says there was no indication that Akivenko had been mauled by a bear or harmed himself. Deveroff suspects his friend either had a heart attack or might have been poisoned by something he picked up at 8. He says he found a root in his friend's pocket that had been shaved off the sides for consumption. An autopsy will be conducted to determine Akivenko's cause of death. Patrick Frost reporting.
Asian Americans pushing for a Smithsonian gallery of their own on Washington's National Mall. The Asian Pacific America program was founded in 1997 and staged its first exhibition the following year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. I'm Mike Etcher, and I am happy you are here today. We are going to be talking about cell phone companies and plans today. One thing you never hear anybody say, or at least nobody that I know, I love my carrier. My carrier is AT&T, and I have 5 iPhones on that plan. And I squint and cringe every time I write that check every month, which I just did, as a matter of fact, for my most recent bill. And it's been 12 years since the rollout of the iPhone, of the original iPhone. And there is no going back. We all have smartphones. We all love our smartphones. We all rely on our smartphones. But our smartphones are doorstops without the cellular coverage. And therefore, we are connected at the hip with, depending on who your carrier is, the big four, with Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or Sprint. They are maybe the villains in my story, but they are certainly companies that aren't going away, and we all need those cellular carriers to use our smartphones. So we have to have them. They are a necessary evil, if you will, in our lives, but there's much to know about them. They are all slightly different, and as we say in the world of tech and when you're comparing products, your mileage may vary. So even if T-Mobile has a great price, maybe in your neighborhood, T-Mobile does not work very well. I remember one of the first cell phones I got on my own after I had work cell phones, it was on the old Pac Bell system. And back then, the information wasn't all that good, nor was the coverage. And I remember taking that on my drive home back when you could talk on the cell phone in your car, which you can't do at least here in California any longer. And I was talking to my wife on my way home, and I was about 10 miles from my house, and all of a sudden my cell phone dropped, and it never came back. And I learned that night on my new cell phone that I had from Pacific Bell that their coverage didn't extend into the town that I lived in, and I was greatly disappointed. And so I knew for the first 10 minutes of my drive in and out from home, it just did not work. And over the years, at different times, each one of the big four, I've had all of them at different points. And from where I lived, I had a company phone that was on T-Mobile, and it was terrible. And I had one on Sprint, and it was terrible where I lived at the time. And I lived in kind of a semi-rural area at the time. So all of this stuff is so dependent on where you live. So you're not really comparing apples to apples when you're comparing cell phone companies. It's got asterisks by them. It depends on where you live. They all, of course, have coverage maps on their websites. So that's very important to look at when you are perhaps shopping around. But the prices, at least in my observation, continue to kind of go up. It doesn't seem like my cell phone bill ever goes down. But of course, it's wonderful to have the data plans. It's wonderful to have phones with you at all times with cameras on them. All of that stuff is such a wonderful convenience. And there is no going back. As a friend of mine used to say, at least with a cell phone, there's no downtime. I'm never bored. Whether you're in line at the grocery store or waiting at the doctor's office, you immediately have the world in the palm of your hands. You can check the news. You can watch a video on Netflix. You can do all kinds of things. You can buy jeans on Amazon. Everything you can do with downtime. All because of a cell phone. So I get it. They are here for good, and just like our cell phone bill is here for good. So, but that is an expense that many of us never used to have. You know, I've had cell phones for quite a while now, but boy, it sure starts to go up. And I have kids, I have a family, and therefore I have 5 iPhones on my plan. Thankfully, we don't buy the latest ones for my family members, but we do have 5 cell phones on our plans, 5 smartphones, and it really starts to add up. So I guess my question to you as you listen today, are you happy with your cell phone character? Are you happy with your cell phone carrier? Maybe they are characters as well. Are you happy? I'm not terribly happy with mine, but I'm not. It's kind of a headache to move, so I'm going to keep my phone, in my case AT&T. I don't plan to move, and it's, at least from where I live, it is just a little bit less good than Verizon in terms of coverage. I kind of calculated at a particular place where I spend a lot of time. It's right at the edge of AT&T service. If I had Verizon, I could go about another quarter of a mile, if that. And then there is no cell coverage after that. So I'm pretty happy with what I've got, happy in the sense of the coverage, not happy with the bill. So that's what we are talking about today. We're talking about the different plans, the technologies that are out there, what's kind of going on in the industry, and what can we maybe expect in the future? As you maybe know from past shows we've done, 5G is coming. So is that going to really matter when it comes to the cell service? We will find out. Joining us today, we've got someone from the Wirecutter. We've got Rob Peguero, and he's got a great article on these very, very topics. What is the best cell phone plans? It's right there on the Wirecutter. We're going to talk to him about that today. All the stuff in terms of cell phone plans. That is our topic of the day, and so we got to take a break, and when we come back, we will get right into it. You are listening to Pop Tech Radio.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ward's Large Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio, Mike Eschart, and we've got Rob Pegoraro. He is a contributor for TheWireCutter.com, and they have a wonderful kind of a continuing article. If you click on TheWireCutter.com and type in cell plans, you'll see Rob's ongoing article probably on the different carriers. So, Rob, welcome to the show. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, before you started writing this, were you, like me, kind of a antagonistic relationship with your cell carrier?
So I've been with T-Mobile for a while, and that's generally been pretty good. But before that, I was with Sprint for a while. I was with Verizon. Somehow I never signed up with AT&T.
Oh, okay.
So technically, my first carrier was not Verizon, but Bell Atlantic Mobile. That's a
lot. Oh, going back.
Yep.
Well, let's start with the main players. So there's only 4 systems in the U.S. Is that correct?
4 national carriers. You have some regional ones like U.S. Cellular. Then you have all the prepaid brands, some of which are owned by the 4 big carriers. Some are independent resellers. Yeah, it's complicated. You might think we have so many different networks, but there's really just the big 4, which could be 3 if Sprint and T-Mobile do, in fact, conclude the merger they would very much like to conclude.
Yes, they would, wouldn't they? And, of course, all of this stuff, you know, the classic line, your mileage may vary, depending on where you live, with any of your relationship with any of these carriers. And as I think I mentioned in my first segment, I've actually had all 4 at one time or another. I had Sprint at one time, and I thought nothing could be worse than Sprint. And then we switched over to T-Mobile, and I found out, in fact, something could be worse than Sprint, and it was T-Mobile. For where I live, now, and that's kind of a rural area, and we should maybe mention that between the big 4, there's only two different technologies, right? There's CDMA and there is GSM.
Right. Code division, multiple access, and global system for mobile. Years ago, of course, there was Nextel, and they used a different standard called IDEN. I don't even remember what that stands for, even though my wife used to work for Nextel for a time.
But it used to exist, but it no longer does. So we've got the two. Now, and my understanding is that CDMA, which is Verizon and Sprint, if I'm not mistaken, that is the older of the two systems, right? And therefore, at least where I live, Verizon tends to be, in terms of like if you're going into kind of rural areas, it tends to be slightly better. You get a little bit further coverage than with the other ones. Is that kind of a correct assessment?
Not worldwide, because the first digital system was GSM, and it was actually the first one to come to the U.S. If any of your Gen X listeners remember a company called Sprint Spectrum that debuted around the D.C. Baltimore area in the mid-90s, they had a GSM system.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and essentially T-Mobile is the direct linear descendant of Sprint Spectrum. Just you've got this weird corporate family tree of this network was sold to this company, which was then bought by this one, and all that hardware then ended up with this third company. And so CDMA came along a little bit later, and you know, as far as coverage, I think you're more likely to see a bigger difference in terms of like what frequency is it? Is it a low frequency band that reaches far into buildings? You know, has better coverage that way. You know, if not to get into 5G, but that's where you could see a whole lot of hype. And if you don't understand that, like, millimeter wave 5G is really not good for range. So
so we've heard, yes, the new thing is it requires a lot more antennas or it's going to be – it's different than what we have currently. And that's coming, which is, I guess, good news.
it's been coming for a long time. I get to actually try out a 5G phone or hotspot myself.
Oh. Because
no one has the service lit up in D.C.
Oh, interesting. But as we sit here today, there are four. And I guess one of my questions has always been, what allows a company – because I know Spectrum is now hawking their mobile service, and I haven't figured out which system they're built on.
Spectrum, I'm pretty sure, is Verizon. Same thing with Comcast. There are some cases where the reseller can't actually say – whose network they're reselling. I think that's Consumer Cellular, a very well-regarded reseller. And Ting, another one that seems to do pretty well in a lot of reader surveys. They don't actually tell you which networks they run, but if you look at their coverage maps and compare them to the coverage maps of the big four carriers, you'll see pretty clearly that they're both reselling AT&T and T-Mobile.
Oh, okay.
If I have that straight, now I need to check the wire cutter guide myself to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Well, while you're doing that, let's take a quick commercial break. We are talking with Rob Pegoraro. He is the contributor with the Wire Cutter. We are talking about cellular plans. Do you like yours? Are you happy with yours? Or do you just put up with yours? And we'll get more with Rob when we come back. You're listening to PopTech Radio.
Gun laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder
and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And we are back, Pop Tech Radio. We are talking cellular service, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and all of the other folks that fall in behind them. We've got Rob Pegoraro. He's the contributor of The Wire Cutter. He has an ongoing awesome article that kind of really lays out all of the different carriers, the pluses and the minuses. And Rob, so we've got the big four, but depending on where you live, there are regional options, I gather. But if you have a regional option wherever you live and then you travel, does it do handoffs with somebody? How does that thing work?
You're often going to run into roaming. The different carriers will sometimes lean into each other's coverage. If you look at the fine print for some of the prepaid services, as I recall, Verizon's prepaid, they don't allow roaming on that. And I once had a reader email me to say, like, this is a bigger problem than you realize. Like, I go to Puerto Rico and I can't use my Verizon prepaid phone.
Wow. Looking at your article and just kind of what I've observed, so any one of the big four, they tend to have a prepaid service, often with a different name, or they have kind of the regular month-to-month one that many of us have. I mean, I'm not even sure.
Postpaid, as they call it.
Postpaid, that's right. And I pay on the last possible day. So do each of the big four have prepaid and the postpaid plans?
Yeah, and sometimes it's obvious. Verizon prepaid is literally called Verizon prepaid. No mistaking that. AT&T, they have the prepaid service, but they also own Cricket Wireless. You might think this is not AT&T, like their colors are green, not orange. It's AT&T. Sprint, they have Sprint prepaid. They also have Boost Mobile, which was originally a Nextel prepaid brand. And they have Virgin Mobile USA, because, sure, why not do this in triplicate? T-Mobile has T-Mobile prepaid. They also have what used to be Metro PCS is now Metro by T-Mobile. And then you have companies that resell one or more of these, and you have to choose which network you're going to roam on. That's the case with Ting and Consumer Cellular. Google Fi resells Sprint, T-Mobile, and U.S. Cellular, and their system is set up so the phone switches from one to the other as needed. So
it
really are sort of – it's not one of those three. It's all three at once.
When it gets right down to it – so let's forget coverage. Do you like one more than the other? Are they all pretty much the same in terms of customer service and – you know, cost, or are there some dramatic differences between the four, let's say?
Yeah, so the big four prepaid ones, there are differences not so much in what you would pay for unlimited data. They all offer that, but you have to look into things like, you know, do they include mobile hotspot, aka tethering, where you're sharing your phone's bandwidth with your laptop or tablet over Wi-Fi? Sometimes that's included, sometimes that's capped at a really low speed where it's not really useful at all. Then it's how much do you get? One thing that is different a lot is roaming in other countries. Sprint and T-Mobile have a pretty good deal where their plans basically let you use your phone in Canada and Mexico as if they were the 51st and 52nd states. Verizon, some plans include that roaming in Canada and Mexico, some don't. The rest of the world, the big difference is Sprint and T-Mobile give you essentially free low-speed roaming. You get 2G edge data, which, you know, would have Canada's broadband when I got my first phone in 1999, which, you know what, a 2G connection is fine if you're on vacation, you need to look up directions from the airport to your hotel. Maybe you can Instagram on 2G, just give your phone a little more time to upload the picture. And with Verizon and AT&T, you have to buy there's various day pass rates, which are usually $10 a month. And, you know, once you spend it, you certainly get a much faster connection. But $10 a month can add up. You spend 5 days in Europe, you spent basically most of what you pay normally every month on top of that regular bill.
Right. Speaking of the rest of the world, Rob, my belief, I'm not sure if I'm right about this, is that the rest of the world pays a lot less for cellular service than we do. Is that your sense as well?
It certainly can be. Like when you look at some of the prepaid rates I paid, like this is going back a few years, but in Ireland, as I recall, I paid €5 for a prepaid SIM, 2 gigs of data or a gig of data, way more than I needed, way less than I would have paid for that amount of data in the U.S.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the case that, you know, there's some areas where people talk about residential broadband and look at what you can pay for fiber to your home in Korea or France or Japan. We don't look so good in that comparison.
No.
In wireless service, some countries are much worse. A lot of people are not happy with the pricing of phone service in Canada, and they point to that when saying this is why you shouldn't let Sprint and T-Mobile merge, because when you go from 4 to 3, people are ripped off there.
Right. With that potential merger of Sprint and T-Mobile, you think it's going to happen? And how does a GSM company and a CDMA company merge? That seems kind of an awkward technology pairing.
So originally I thought this was probably going to go through. This is not a White House, which has a huge problem with concentrated corporate power, to put things as gently as possible.
Yeah.
But this has been dragging on and on, and there's lots of voices getting raised against it. And the news in the last couple of days has been, oh, Sprint and T-Mobile are going to have to find other concessions to throw in. We'll spin off this much more spectrum, give you all these other things if you let this go through. So I am getting less and less confident that this will actually happen. The question is not so much, you know, can Sprint T-Mobile merge to operate a good network? What's that do for competitive dynamics in the U.S.? And that's hard to say because traditionally Sprint and T-Mobile have both been the sort of challenger firms that have really aggressive pricing. T-Mobile, because, you know, they saw that as their out. They didn't have a super awful network around 2012, but it was not as good as AT&T and Verizon. So they said, well, what can we do to give people some other reason to buy with us? So they did things like get rid of contracts, let you bring your own phone and not punish you for doing that. Sprint's network has been horrible for a long time. Like, I basically dropped them because I was tired of waiting for them to bring LTE to the DC market. So they've had very aggressive pricing. Their network has improved. I've seen it in surveys from, like, RootMetrics, OpenSignal, PCMag. All these ones have said, you know, Sprint's network is good. Not on the same level as everyone else, but if you were going to automatically veto it, maybe you don't want to do that anymore.
All right, hold that thought, Rob, because we've got more to talk about with cell carriers and what to think about as a consumer. When we come back, it's Pop Tech Radio.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
A contributor to thewirecutter.com, one of our favorite websites around here. They are a New York Times company, in case you didn't know, and he is a contributor, and he has the article about the best cell phone plans. And, you know, we were talking, Rob, on the break there, and Cody, our producer, mentioned, you know, I assume it's a business decision for the big four, Sprint, T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon, to have other brands on their network. Does that hinder the performance of their network, or is that just a business decision they all make and they all need in this current environment?
It's a business decision. You know, the traditional rationale for prepaid plans, back when you had phones sold on two-year contracts that subsidized the handset price, what do you do if someone's a credit risk? You don't want to sell them a subsidized phone and maybe not be able to recoup it. So that's how you had prepaid plans that didn't have contracts, were much cheaper, but also you had to pay full price for the phone. So in some cases, you have legacy prepaid brands that stick around because they've always been there. I guess if you're Sprint, you had this many people who've been on Boost Mobile for forever. They seem to like it. Do you want to spend the time and effort to retire that? I don't know. The interesting case is when companies will resell their bandwidth to their network capacity to outside resellers, MVNOs, mobile virtual network operators. And that, you can essentially think of that as sort of like subcontracting out your customer acquisition. If your expertise is not, say, marketing to people who want cheap international calling so they can call their relatives back home, and MVNO can handle that. If you want somebody who's good at marketing to, millennials, or I don't know how you market to a Gen Xer such as me, you have a lot of grunge music from the 90s in your ads. So it's worked amazingly well, and it's really fascinating when you compare the wireless industry to residential broadband. Like, do you really think Comcast or Verizon knows everything about how to sell broadband to everyone in the service area? Why isn't there reselling? And there basically hasn't been since the government required it back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you had lots of companies reselling the phone company's digital subscriber line service, which was good because back then Verizon's DSL was horrible.
Yes.
You did not want to get broadband from them. You wanted to get it from a company reselling it.
Well, and it's so interesting to see all this stuff lay out. And if you take a really broad look, I'm trying to remember, when did the government break up the Bell system? And it's kind of like, you know, you're taking a, let's say, a coffee mug and you slam it on the ground and it breaks into 100 different pieces. And then you watch it slowly put itself back together. What the government tried to do back, I guess it was in the 80s, break up all this stuff. And now we're back condensed into these major big players. And it's getting even less and less people, with AT&T now buying my former employer's Warner Brothers, and all of these, what used to be referred to as dumb pipes, now getting in the content business with Comcast owning Universal.
Universal.
And it is funny that there was a very purposeful effort to break this stuff up, and yet now it's all back together again, which is never a good thing in my book. And in terms of, again, comparing with the rest of the world, are we kind of messed up when it comes to our cellular system?
Cellular system, honestly, would say not that much. We have four companies that compete really aggressively. The problem is, when I talk competition, it's at the local level, where for lots of Americans, the only viable option is their local cable company. You know, DSL just has not been able to keep up with cable speeds. A lot of phone-based telecom companies don't want to invest in DSL, and so they have the same speeds they offered 10 years ago, and that's it. That is not so much a factor of consolidation, which I agree it's been scary. The example I hear used is not so much break a coffee cup, watch it reconstitute itself, more like from Terminator 2, blow up the T-1000, watch it, its molted pieces reconstitute themselves, and then resume.
A better analogy than my coffee cup one, by the way.
Yeah. But in each of those cases, back when before you had this quest to sort of reunify AT&T, because I think it was SBC bought Pac Bell and all these other companies. It wasn't as if there was more competition in those sub-markets. And in fact, that was the in retrospect, really creepy and depressing sales pitch Comcast offered when they wanted to buy Time Warner. They said, there's no competition in all the markets which we operate. No one is losing choice. And it's like, well, thank you for reminding me of how terrible things are. But
that's right.
Did I feel good about this? Because I don't.
Yes. So back to cell phones. You know, I sort of mentioned all these in the same breath because maybe, you know, with me at my house right now and I've got Spectrum, might I have a 5G broadband connection in the semi-near future, and maybe will I be able to punt Spectrum? Will the mobile carriers be stepping into the broadband business with 5G?
It's definitely possible, but define near term. So, for instance, the possibility of it, you can see what Verizon rolled out in places like Sacramento and Houston. 5G wireless broadband based on millimeter wave spectrum, no data caps, exactly what you'd want, priced at a not crazy rate, under $100. Perfectly reasonable. But the coverage is so limited. And the more people have looked at it, it turns out that this is not how you're going to bring broadband to the masses with millimeter wave 5G. You could do it with lower frequency 5G. That's what T-Mobile has said they're going to build their 5G network on. But they haven't lit that up. Sprint, they're going to have it on a bunch of different frequencies, but they showed actual coverage maps at the MWC, the Mobile World Congress trade show in Barcelona, really limited to the point where I think they were saying it'd be like 50 square miles of 5G coverage in Chicago or Dallas, which are both really large cities. So I want 5G to succeed. I want to believe, as the X-Files poster says. But I'm less confident that it's going to make a huge difference anytime soon. And while you have lots of existing technologies that do have enough speed, uploads and downloads, they all come with data caps. And once you have that in place, you know, it's bad enough if your cable ISP says you can't put more than 400 gigabytes a month up and down. But wireless data caps are more like 10, 25 gigs. So, you know, one software update from Apple and you're doomed.
Exactly. Well, on that note, we got to take a quick break. We, of course, are talking to Rob Peguerrero. He is from The Wire Cutter. We're talking cellular carriers, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad. And we've got more when we come back on Pop Tech Radio.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary.
The adventure-hungry urban explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, you are listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with Rob Pegoraro. He is the contributor to The Wirecutter, and we are talking cellular service. Love, hate, what's the deal? What do you like about your cellular carrier? What do you dislike? Rob, in general, does anybody like their cellular carrier?
You know, so there's this group at the University of Michigan, the American Customer Satisfaction Institute, and they do actual surveys, actually. So let me bring up the most recent one. They look at industry sectors one at a time. And let's take a look and see how wireless carriers do industry-wide.
It can't be good.
Overall satisfaction score for 2018 was 74 out of 100, which you might say, not great, but let's take a look.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, internet service providers, most recent survey, 62.
Oh, my. Now, even that seems higher than I would have guessed. I mean, everybody gripes about their cell carrier. Everybody gripes about their internet service provider. But if the wireless carrier is
subscription TV service, also 62.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with him on that. Or less. But so by and large,
airlines are 74, so no worse than that.
It could be worse. It could be worse. Yeah. At least for me, and I have the same problem with my bank, is I hate them, but it's such a hassle to change them. I just put up with it. Is that kind of the attitude most people have with their cellular carriers? Or do people kind of bounce around quite frequently these days?
Well, you can. You know, if you remember, it used to be you had to give up your number when you switched carriers. And the carriers all said, you know, wireless number portability is going to be a huge problem. This is not something that's that big of a deal to our customers. And the FCC forced that through. And so, yeah, it's a good functioning market in that sense, in part because of good old-fashioned government regulation. The heavy hand of the regulatory state. Sometimes it does something good. Yeah. So I don't know. I actually don't hear that many complaints about wireless service. Where I hear it all the time in the area of telecom is things like pay TV, big time. People cannot stand the fees that your cable and your satellite company cram in there. Things like data caps from your internet company. If the people are really angry with cause are the ones who there may be a few thousand feet from where the cable broadband service ends and the cost to get connected is more than a few thousands of dollars. And like, what are you going to do? Survive on dial-up in 2019, that's not a great state of affairs.
No, it's not. So when you're at family gatherings and people just kind of casually say, hey, Rob, you know, I know you write about this stuff. I'm going to move to a different carrier. Who do you recommend? What do you say at that family party?
It depends. Like, that's where you really do need to look at what is their coverage going to be like, where you live, where you're going to work in between. For a lot of cases, there's not a huge difference, but if you're in a rural area or you're in a really dense neighborhood where in-building coverage could be an issue, that's going to be important. And even then, it varies. You know, most newer Android phones will support this band in the T-Mobile letter. I think it's band 71. It's a low-frequency LTE band, which solves the problem they've usually had where you get into a building, and I can think of specific places in D.C. where my older phone I have here, a first-generation Google Pixel that will probably get replaced by the Pixel 3a I just saw at Google I.O. last week, drop service from T-Mobile because it doesn't support that band. It's only using higher frequency ones that, you know, you run into enough brick or concrete or whatever, they stop.
Yeah. And I think that's probably the biggest complaint that most people have, which is it doesn't work inside my house, you know, or it works much more poorly than it does when I'm outside the house. And I work in a work environment where
from where I'm sitting right now, I'm looking out in the parking lot, I see people on their cell phones because they don't work inside the office.
At least it gets you to get up and take a walk every
day. There you go, exactly. It gets you out of the office a little bit. But that seems to be one of the biggest complaints. And to be honest, I think my complaint really, and it's my complaint with internet service providers as well, is just the ongoing costs. These are publicly traded companies, and they are under tremendous profit pressure from their shareholders. And that means they're going to raise their prices. And, you know, it's that escalating, I think I mentioned in my earlier comments, you know, we're hooked. We cannot live without our mobile devices. And they know that. They know they may lose me as a customer, but they're going to pick it up with somebody else. So we're not going anywhere. These are costs that we just write into our overall budget, but that continues to go up. And I have a pretty good deal. I'm on AT&T with 5 cell phones, and I pay a little north of $200, which is about
as not bad.
Exactly. And I kind of have a legacy deal with a company I used to work for that I'm no longer there, but I still get that discount. And they all do kind of corporate discounts with big, with big companies that people potentially work with. It just keeps creeping up, just like the internet bill. And so, you know, a generation ago, that was, in my case, let's say $250, that just was not part of my budget. But that's a big deal now. You know, whatever we pay for cell phones and internet is a pretty substantial expense. My guess
the issue I come with into a lot is people who are on a really old plan and they haven't changed it. They don't realize that they're now getting ripped off, because even with the various inflation, you know, T-Mobile has hiked up the price to add tethering to your unlimited plan 3 or 4 times over the last 2 or 3 years. The price you pay for whatever increment of broadband you want, megabytes, gigabytes, whatever, has gone down. So if you're on some old plan from, say, like 4 years ago, you should really get off that, because you're almost certainly paying too much. If that plan was one that had you on a 2-year contract, you're definitely getting ripped off, because you're not getting the subsidized phone price anymore, but you're paying rates to reflect that subsidy.
It's funny you mention that. I've almost forgotten that there was a time when your handset was subsidized. It hasn't been that long since that's been gone, but that was always, you know, and I was pretty early on the iPhone. That was always the great deal. That's like, my 2 years is almost up, and I can get a new.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a horrible system, and not just because of the way it constrained people to behave in weird ways. It left wireless carriers in charge of what phones go on the market and what features are on those phones. And their record in that regard is pretty terrible. You know, Apple with the iPhone at least was able to say, AT&T, you cannot put 6 different AT&T apps on our beautiful smartphone. You can't do that. You can't put your logo on the back of it, et cetera. Whereas you bought a phone from Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile at the same time, it would come with all those extras.
That's a big difference. By the way, that was a big deal at the time, and I've forgotten that too. How important of a game changer that was in terms of that relationship between the handset maker, in this case Apple, and their at that time singular provider, which was AT&T.
Which actually it was singular.
And it was. That's right. As I was saying, as I was coming out of my mouth, I was thinking, oh my God, that's irony. But on that note, we got to take a break. We are talking to Rob Pegoraro. He's from the Wirecutter. We got more when we come back on cell phones.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with Rob Pegoraro. He is a contributor to The Wirecutter. We are talking cellular plans. Rob, let's get down to the down and dirty. Let's talk about good and bad of each AT&T to start with. That is my carrier at the moment. What's the good? What's the bad?
So they've always had a pretty strong network. Their pricing has not been so great. It's gotten better over the last few years, where the price you would pay for unlimited data plus hotspot has gotten significantly better, and in fact, at this point now undercuts T-Mobile's price for the same thing.
Mm.
So I like that. I don't like their international roaming, which used to be terrible, and now it's merely, it's okay. You know, for 1 or 2 days abroad, it's all right, but it's no better than Verizon, and it's not as good as Sprint and T-Mobile.
Well, then let's talk about Verizon. If I'm not mistaken, is Verizon the number one carrier in terms of just subscribers at the moment?
Yep, single biggest. So they've consistently had the best network in everybody's, pretty much everyone's surveys, although some have found that T-Mobile is a little better in terms of network performance. That's why T-Mobile says the nation's fastest LTE network. Not the biggest, not the most comprehensive,
right.
Fastest. Their pricing has also gotten pretty competitive. They've improved their game that way. And I have to note also one of the other places I write for is Yahoo Finance, which is a media property of Verizon's media division, Verizon Media. But that doesn't actually get me a discount on my Fios, so don't take that too far.
Okay. Now, and I'm not sure who's bigger, Sprint or T-Mobile. Who's bigger?
T-Mobile's bigger than Sprint.
Let's go T-Mobile.
So yeah, T-Mobile has been historically great at breaking up industry bad habits. They've gotten not so great as they've sort of thrown in little price hikes for things like the add-ons to their unlimited plan. But on the other hand, they have a good service. Their network has probably improved more than anybody else over the last 5 years. And pro tip, if any of your listeners are on T-Mobile, you really do want to install the T-Mobile Tuesdays app, even though it's kind of chatty and nags you a lot. It's good. You know, they have gotten enough freebies, like $10 credits on Lyft or whatever, that it's a nice little bonus.
Okay, T-Mobile. I mean, I'm not a T-Mobile customer, so I didn't even know about that.
And international roaming, too.
Oh, well, that is fairly big if that is something that one does. And last but not least, Sprint, good and bad.
Sprint, super aggressive pricing. Like, they have had to win over customers. So, yeah, if you want to save money, especially if you've got multiple lines, if you're porting over your number from another carrier, they've got really good deals. Their network is not as great as it used to be. They trail the others in a lot of ways, but you can certainly save a lot of money that way. You know, lots of people would have ruled them out 3 years ago, and I don't think you can do that anymore.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So, as we said, your mileage may vary, and every carrier on their website has their coverage map, right? So, depending on where you live, go look. Because I can certainly tell you where I live, what works, what doesn't work. And I, at one point, had, through work and through personal, I had an iPhone on AT&T and Verizon. And it was interesting just going in the county that I live in and seeing where each one was strong and weak. And those are, you know, arguably the big two, really. And it's just interesting to see where one cuts off, one maybe stays, and vice versa. So, again, your mileage may vary. And
I'll put in a plug for a third-party site, RootMetrics, R-O-O-T, Metrics, M-E-T-R-I-C-S, .com. You can go there, plug in a location, and see their data of everyone's coverage throughout that.
Oh, a layer on top of each other.
They do their own automated drive testing, so that's a good reality check on how good coverage actually is in those places.
RootMetrics. Excellent. That is a great tip. Thank you for that. Before we let you go, Rob, you were up at Google I.O. How was it, and what was your takeaway? Anything earth-shattering that you learned up there?
Earth-shattering, no. I'll call it two things. One, the return of the good, cheap phone. The Pixel 3a, $399, basically the same camera as on the Pixel 3 XL. You have a plastic back, like I care. You have a headphone jack. I do care. I hate when people get rid of that. That's a great deal, and I'm glad Google is not just selling it on their own. They've got Verizon and Sprint and T-Mobile lined up to sell it in their own stores. That should get that phone more attention. The other thing is Google is paying more attention to privacy. The next version of Android is going to have a lot of new controls. You will finally, as you can in iOS today, be able to tell an app, you can't get my location unless I'm actually using you at the time. They're tracking me in the background. Google has already rolled out a feature where you can have your web and app activity history erased automatically after 3 or 18 months instead of it being kept indefinitely until you delete the whole thing. Are they going to do the same thing with your location history? Those are good steps. Remains to be seen. They have talked in vague terms about a future version of Chrome will let you limit the amount of tracking other companies do, but they didn't talk default settings or exactly how this would work, so watch that space.
Interesting. That is a steps, I should say, in the right direction. So, Rob, thanks for joining us. Can we do this again? Because I think we're going to kind of continue to revisit cell phones and the like. So it's been a pleasure to have you.
Simplified.
And that's why we need you. Absolutely. So check out Rob on thewirecutter.com. His comparison of the best cell phone plans are there. Great to have him on. And thanks for listening today. This has been Pop Tech Radio. We are syndicated around the country on the wonderful stations that carry us through Radio America. We do appreciate that. And we, of course, our podcast. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple iTunes, where I happen to get mine. Big thanks to Cody Castleberry, my producer, engineer, and guy who keeps me on track. So without him, man, I would suck. So thanks for listening today. It's been Pop Tech Radio. We will see you next time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with